Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Maseches Tmura Daf Chaf Vav. We begin on Chaf Yom Beis at the Mishnah, which is six lines off the bottom of the Yomit. So this fellow says, look, I have an Oila, I have a Karban Shlomim, I'd like to make a Tmura off both of them. Harizu, so he points to an animal, his own non-Kodesh animal, and he says, this should be a Tmuras Oila, and he adds, Tmuras Shlomim, without the connecting Vav. Harizu Tmuras Oila, should be the Tmura off the Oila, and he adds, Tmuras Shlomim as well, so which one takes effect? You would think it's one or the other. Harizu Tmuras Oila, Divi Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, it's the first one that he had in mind. And once it becomes Tmura Soila, there's no room to become Tmura Shlomim as well. It's one or the other. Rabbi Yosi, hold it. Let's find out what he had in mind. Im l'chein niskaven tchila, if in fact he had a mind that it should be a joint Tmura, part Oila and part Shlomim. True, he said it sequentially. He declared Tmura Soila and then followed by Tmura Shlomim. Because a human being can't conceivably say two things at once. Only Hashem, right? Zachar Hashem v'dibur echad. Im l'kein neschav en tchil, if he intended on making this joint half-half tmura, ho'il v'yev shalik reis be'y shemes ka'ach, since a human can't conceivably express two shemes, two words, two titles, two designations at once, so inevitably you have to say it this way. It doesn't mean that he's changing his mind. It doesn't mean that he wants it to be an Oila and not a Shlomim. Dvarav Kayama. So his words take effect fully. Rashi explains, how do you do that? Well, you take the Tzmura, send it out to get a blemish, and you sell it, the money of which is used partially to buy a Tmuras Oila, and the other half of the money to buy a Tmura Shlomim. So you fulfill his joint package designation. But Vimisha Amar Tmura Soila, however, if you can see that it was only after he declared it as Tmura Soila, he changed his mind. Nimlach V'Amar, he had a change of heart and he says, Tmura Shlomim, in this case, of course, even I agree, says Rabbi Yosi, I raise it Tmura Soila, because that's the first one that he said. And at the time of saying it, he only had that in mind. Turn to the next topic. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosi quotes Amar Rabbi Yechman. It's all about mindset. So only in this case where he said Tmuras Oilam, stop, Tmuras Shlomim, without the connecting Vav. There Rabbi Meir says, his words indicate that he wanted it to be an Oilam. An Oilam should take effect, and only then did he add Tmuras Shlomim. It's too late to do that. How come Moedim all agree? Ba'imer Tachulzu, V'achakach Tachulzu. Suppose, initially, he clearly indicates that he wants it to be Tmuras Oila, and only afterwards it should get an additional Kedusha of Kedusha Shlomim. Tachozu, v'achakach tachozu. Divrei HaKol Tfos Lashon Rishon. All agree. It's his first expression that takes effect, and there's no room for any more to come about. On the other hand, let's say he says, Lo tachozu elam kein chozu. He expresses his wish that he doesn't want the Oila to take effect unless it's combined with a second Kedusha, the Kedusha of the Shlom. Again, all agree in this case, both take effect equally. It's 50-50. The Bayu Akachi, both Kedushas take effect. So when do we have the Machlekas? When his expression is somewhat ambiguous. Well, in Machlekas is only Ela, Kigoyin Mishnah Seinu, like in our Mishnah. The Amar, where he said Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlom, without the connecting Vav. Two ways to understand his intention. The Rameir Savar, on the one hand, Rameir says, why don't you just say it Tmuras Oila Shlomim as one continuum, which would indicate it's going to be a package of half Oila, half Shlomim. V'amar, instead, he separated. He said Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim. So what he's telling us, in effect, is Havile Koim, it's like he's saying clearly, Tachalzu, I want the Oila to take effect first completely. V'achakach, then after which we'll follow also Kedusha Shlom Tachozu, and it doesn't work. Once he fully filled it with the Oila, there's no room for the Shlom. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says that there's good room to believe that he wanted it to be a joint product, a half oil, a half shlam. Rabbi Yossi Savar. I'll tell you why he didn't say it that way. Because the fellow thinks in his mind, which isn't necessarily correct, but this is what's going through his mind, to justify, to actually prefer his mode of expression. So again, according to Rabbi Yossi, he really wants it as a joint product, a joint kedusha. Because Savar is thinking, Omar tmuras oilu shlomim. So then why didn't you just say it outright? Tmuras oilu shlomim, it sounds like it's one package. Havamina, because if I say it that way, people will think that kedusha ve'ina kreva would be understood, would be implemented in a manner where the kedusha is there, but there's no hakrava. Because, you know, you can't be makrav half an hour. So that's why I said it this way. Kamashmas, that's why I said it this way. I said tmuras oilo, fully. Tmuras shlomim, fully. To indicate that I want the whole animal to become a full oilo. The whole animal to become a full shlomim. In which case, you can be makrav it as such. And he thought that you can do that. He thought you can have an animal which is completely, you know, chocolate and vanilla. It's completely this and completely that. Together as one. So again, your question is, why didn't he say it to Mursaid or Shlomim? Because he's thinking in his mind, isn't necessarily the most learned fellow, but this is what he's thinking. If I say it that way, nobody's going to be makrav on the Mizbeach. Because it's going to be perceived as a half this, half that. It can't be makrav half a cup. So that's why he preferred saying it this way. Tmuras, completely an oil, completely a shlam. In which case he thinks that this will bring it up to the Mizbeach as a carbon. So at the end of the day, he really wanted it to be a joint oil and shlam. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Okay, so again, according to this approach in the Gemara, it's about mindset. It's about what's going through this fellow's mind. So if he says, Tachuzu v'achakach tachuzu, all agree. The first one takes effect and there's no room for any more. It locks out the second. On the other hand, if he says, I want only one together with two, all agree it works. Question is, when he says this sort of funny language, Tumuras oila, what do you have in mind? Rabbi Yossi says, the first one takes effect first and there's no room for any more. Rabbi Yossi, he meant to merge them together. Continues the Gemara. Tam Rabbanon, there's a Gersa v'atanya, we have a brice in support of this approach to the machlekes. Okay, in any case, what's the story? So he says, this behema here, half of it will be a tmura of the oila, half of it will be a tmura of the shlamim. The kerev oila is treated as an oila. Divir ameir. V'chacham oimrim, tirem, acha tistoev, you send it out till it gets out of a mum, and in fact, is treated like half and half. It's sold. Half of the money is used to buy tmuras oila. Half for tmuras shlam. Rabbi Yossi Aimer. So Rabbi Yossi says, hold it. It all depends what he had in mind. Im lechach niskav mitchil, if he had in mind that it should be, you know, a merged joint effort. Since it's not feasible to express both designations at once, so you have to say it one after the other, but really he wanted it to be a joint package. His words take effect, and it's half oila, half shlom. That's Rabbi's opinion, which seems to be simply a repetition of the previous sheet of the Chacham. Rameir says the first designation takes effect. That's it. Chacham says it's half and half, and Rabbi adds as well it's half and half. Rabbi Yossi Hani Rabban, isn't Rabbi Yossi really repeating the Rabban? Cool, Rabbi Yossi Katani, you're right. This is what Rabbi Yossi is speaking. So we have two opinions in the Mishnah, in the Braisa. We have Rabbi Meir, who says, by Tmuras Oila, Chatzi Tmuras Oila, Chatzi Tmuras Shlamim, it's going to be completely an Oila. Because that's the first thing that he said. and we assume that's the first thing that's going to be implemented, and there's no room for anything else. What Rabbi Yossi, if he had in mind both take effect equally. So it's half and half. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Yidach, we have another braisa as well. Behema chetzi oilo, chetzi chatas. So he takes a behema of chulin, regular behema, designates it half as an oil, half as a chatas. To Karavai, the Remeir. So once again, Remeir follows the first expression. So the first one is an oil. Now, although it was only meant to be a half oil, Rashi explains. Actually, Rashi is in the previous Gemara where we had the Chetzi Tmuras Oilo. Rashi says because once half gets that status, so it spreads throughout. Rashi points out that even according to the opinion, that when you're Magdash just a leg, it stays limited to the leg, it doesn't spread. There's such an opinion, but that's only because the leg is not a critical vital organ. But if it's a vital organ, and certainly if it's half the animal, which covers half, you know, all those elements, it's certainly pretty vital. So once you mark it half, it spreads throughout. And Remeir, in line with his opinion, at the first designation, is what takes hold. So we designated half as an oil, even though you followed by saying v'chetz yuchat, half chadus, it's completely an oil. Tikkur of oil, the Remeir, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, no, we have to reckon with both designations, Thomas, and therefore, there is Misa, Rashi explains, because you can't bring a chatas for a person who's not obligated to chatas. Rashi says, you can't just bring a chatas for no. Hukach Thomas, you apply Misa because of the chatas element within the Hekdesh. Vishabin, now all agree, suppose he went the other way. He began, half should be a chatas, followed by half should be an oil. So Thomas, in this case, all agree there's Misa. So that's the more shoven. Who's in agreement? What do you mean all agree? Mani Remeir? You're referring to Remeir? Well, Pshita, of course, Remeir agrees that there's Misa in this case, because the point of Remeir was Tfois Lashon Rishon. We have to adopt the first expression. That takes effect. And in this case, the first thing he said was Chatas. So, of course, there's no need to point this out. Pshita, Maudotem, there's room to think that maybe we're not really understanding Remeir correctly. Remeir is not based on Tfois Lashon Rishon. We adopt the first expression. In which case, it really depends on what was said first. In which case, if he said Chatzi Chatas first, that certainly gets Misa. Maybe that's not the correct approach to Remeir. Maudotem, perhaps there's room to think. Ilav Dashminon, if not for him explaining this to us, then in fact, Remeir is based on Tfois Lashon Rishon. Adopt the first expression. And in this case, where the first expression was relating to Chatas, even Remeir agrees that was Lamisa. If not for explaining us that, Ilav Dashmina and Havamina, I would think time of the Rabbi Meir Lav Mishum Tfois Lashon Rishon. Maybe Rabbi Meir is not based on this idea of adopt the first expression. In this case, it's a Chatas. Elayin Yotayma. Perhaps the reason for Rabbi Meir that in the first halacha we said Chetzi Oila first, followed by Chetzi Chatas. You know why according to Rabbi Meir it's considered a full fledged Oila? Elayin Yotayma Chatas Murevis Kreva. It's because he holds that even though Chatas on its own would be a problem here, because he's not Chayav Chatas, you can be Makar Chatas, which a person is not obligated to bring, but if it's a Chatas mixed in with other Kedusha as well, like in this case where he's mixing it with half the Oila, Kreva, you can bring it as a Karm, since it's not exclusively a Chatas. In which case, it doesn't really matter, the sequence doesn't really play a role. Afilu ki amar Chetzi Chatas, vod amar Chetzi Oila. Kreva. So whether he said Chatzia Oila first, followed by Chatzia Chatos, or the other way around, like in the second part of the Brisa, Kreva, you can bring it as a Karm, because ultimately it's a mix between Chatos and Oila Kamash Mondalai. The answer is no. The reason why Remeir, in the first case, where he said Chatzia Oila followed by Chatzia Chatos, says is Hakrova, because it's considered a complete Oila, Tvois Lashon Rishon. Ignore the second expression. And conversely, in the second case, it reverses itself. If it was Chatzia Chatos first, followed by Chatzia Oila, in this case, Remeir will hold it as a Misa because it's completely a Chatas, which is unsuitable. Tani, we have yet another Braisa regarding a similar case of a mixed Kedusha Omar. He points to an animal, he says, Behemazu Chetzi Oilo Chetzi Shlom. I want it to be half oil and half Shlom. Kedusha Vene Kreva. So it's Kaddish. It has, you know, Kedusha Sagov. Half oil, half Shlom. But you can't bring it as a carbon in a Kreva, because how do you bring a carbon half and half? Voice a tzmura, And in fact, it could generate a tumura, with tumura sekayisa, but the tumura is the same status as the original. It's a mixed status. Half oila, half shlamim, you have to sell it, etc. Mani Rabbi Yosi. Okay, so this b'risa is going on who's shita? Must be Rabbi Yosi, who says that we consider the whole, you know, intent, the full package, what he said first, what he said second, and it results in a mixed status here, a mixed designation. Pshita, says the Gemara, obviously any kareva. So why does the Bryce have to stress that it's Kaddish but you can't bring it as a carbon? Obviously if it's half oil, half shlam, you can't bring it as a carbon. Which one is Tumura? Say it's strictly the point of Bryce is to highlight that the Tumura has the same status as the original, and it's also a mixed status, and therefore you can't be makrav it, you have to sell it and rebuy it, right? That's the main point here. The Mauta Tema, there's room to think that maybe the Tumura here can be brought as a carbon directly. It's true that the initial mixed carbon will not be suitable for Hakrava. But maybe Tumura Sati Karin. Perhaps there's room to think that by the Tumura, you can bring it directly as a carbon. And the Varsham explained, because Tais explains. He says, Ma'u de Tema, four lines from the bottom, and Tais says, Dein da'ite shtetea tmura chetzi oilo chetzi shlamim. He doesn't really mean that the tmura should be half and half. O da'ite shtetea kula tmura. Oi, tachas chetzi shal oilo, oi tachas chetzi shal shlamim. Ave kreve. Maybe, regarding the tmura, he wants it to be completely, either completely an oilo, completely a shlamim, but not a mixed breed. In which case, you can be makar of it as a carbon. Whichever one he'll do it for, Oilo or Shlom, will be revealed to us that that's what he had in mind. The Ma'adot Tevin, he did like carbon, it's true. Granted, you can't be makar of the initial carbon because it's a mixed breed. Tumura said the carbon, but maybe the tumura can be used as a carbon directly. Maybe he had in mind to make it a proper carbon. Kamash, one of the point is no. After all, you're feeding off a mixed entity. Why is the original carbon not going to be brought as a carbon? Because it's been pushed away, pushed aside, rejected. It's unsuitable. You can't conceivably be makrev a half oil, half shlamim in the same animal. And therefore, without regard to what he had in mind, the fact is that tumura is feeding off the original and it shares its fate. If it's coming from Ekdusha Dechuyah, so the Tumura as well, Ekdusha Dechuyah, and cannot be used directly as a carbon, rather you send it out to get a mum, you sell it, and use the money to buy two animals, one Oila, one Shlam. Speaking about the idea of Dechuy, rejection, something which had been suitable and became pushed away, Amar B'Yechanan, or something which was never suitable, Amar B'Yechanan, Behema Shal Shnei Shutfin. Imagine a fellow with his friend owned an animal. Reuben and Shimon are Shutfim in an animal. Reuben goes ahead and his magdash is half as an oil. At this point, could he be makrav that half? No. Because the other half of the animal doesn't belong to him. So on the one hand, it has kedusha, but it's rejected from makrav at this point. Okay, he didn't stop there. Then he approached his buddy. He says, look, could you sell me the other half? He sold him, and then Reuben turned around and was magdash the second half as well. Is it a valid carbon? No. Kadosha Veina Kreva. So the fact is, it gets Kadosha, as even an element of Kadosha Saguf, inherent Kadosha, but it can't be makrevet as a carbon. Rather, you send it out to get a mum, etc., etc. Why? Because since when he initiated the Kadosha on this carbon, on this animal, was it fit for a Kreva? No. Because it only encompassed half the animal. So since he sort of made an attempt and it was a failed attempt, became the chuya, became rejected permanently. Voice of tumura, but it could still generate a tumura. The tumura, so okay, it's about 200 base. So like we said before, the tumura is a chip off the old block, so whatever status was applied to the original applies to the tamura. So that's kedusha, but it can't be brought as a carbon. Shmamin atlas. We can derive three halachos from this story of Rabbi Yochanan. First of all, shmamin kedusha damim nitcha. You see, initially, when Reuben was Magdash's half, was it kedushas hakuf or merely kedushas damim? The answer is only kedushas damim, because at that point it was not suitable for hakrava. So it had no inherent status. It was only monetarily kaddish for its value, right? The channel, the value to buy a carb. So you see an interesting chiddush, a novelty, that even something which merely experienced that very basic kedusha can be stamped as rejected. Another chiddush, even a live animal. You think maybe the idea of dichoy only applies to kaddish material, you know, meat. Even a live animal, a living being, can be stamped as rejected. Furthermore, what do we see? Even something which was dichoy miyikara was shunned from the outset. Meaning, there's room to think that maybe dichoy only applies when you're, you know, on the good track and you fell off the track. Okay, we don't let you back on. So you were already, you know, potentially good, and then you got disqualified. So that disqualification taints him forever. But something which was never really on the track, so as soon as he's available, bring him on. No, dichoy miyikara v'dichoy, when something was nidcha, even from the initial moment, it was never really on track, such as in this case where, from the start, when Reuben began attempting to make it, it wasn't really successful at that point. So maybe there's room to think that ultimately when he buys the other half and he tries again, then it will work. The answer is no, because it got rejected from the start. It's rejected permanently. Amar Abaye, Hakol Moed. Here comes a new case. All agree, meaning Rav Meir, Rav Yesi. We had a discussion earlier whether we adopt the first expression or we adopt both expressions. But in the following case, all agree. Hakol Moed Mechad Amar Chetz Oylav Chetz Masr. So he takes an animal, he says, I want it to be half oila and half maser. Maser is the tenth animal out of the pen, maser behema. And he wants it to be half oila and half maser. All agree, it's a full-fledged oila brought as a carb. Why? It says Rashi, because oila has higher status than maser. Maser needs a very specific process, a very specific procedure. You have to run it out of the pen, one by one, count them. So the oila concept is broader, more far-reaching. A person can make an oila anytime, any day, right? So that kedusha stands higher than the chad, overrides the maser, and you have a full oila. Do you call it oila kriv? Rashi adds, the same would apply if it's half oila, half tamura. He turns to an animal and says, I want it to be half oila and half tamura. Oila stands higher, Rashi says, because to make a tamura you have to have the original carbon. Actually, some Farshim learned that all the Rashi mentions that there's no carbon, original carbon here to make the tamura off. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, that he doesn't own it. It's not around, it's not in front of you, it's back at home. So now we have to evaluate. Do we adopt the kedushas oila, which is a direct kedusha, which he declares directly on the animal, or kedushas tamura, which is sort of indirect because it relates to an animal that's not here? Conclusion is, oila overrides. So that's pretty clear. Oila takes precedence over maser and over tamura. Taisus asks, I mean, he brings Rashi, he says, if there's no animals coming out of the pen, then maser behema? It's a non-starter. You can't just make maser behema out of the blue. It has to be through this procedure, through the counting. So Taisus learns different than Rashi. And some want to say Rashi means that too. In any case, Taisus explains that he was actually counting his animals out of the pen. One, two, three, four. And he says, look, that tenth one, as he's coming out, he only becomes Kaddish when he comes out, Ruboy, most of it. But as he begins emerging, I want it to be an oila. So now you have to evaluate. which Kedusha stands higher? The Ayla or the Maaser, which is about to be generated? So on that, the Gemara says that Ayla is a higher Kedusha, that stands higher. Higher level carbon, right? It's Katshei Kadoshim, goes directly to Mizbeach. That's how Tezis learns the Gemara. So again, let's go back. Omar by Hakol Moedim will agree. Hechad Omar, if he declares as follows: Chetzer Oilo, Chetzer Maser. I want this animal to be half Oilo, half Maser. Tibra Koyle, the Kreva, all agree it's full fledged Oilo. Now let's say it's a choice between Tmura and Maser, which are both sort of not on the highest level. Hechad Omar, Chetzer Tmura, Chetzer Maser. My, if it's Tmura versus Maser. So pretty much in the same plane. My, what's the status here? Shall we say, Tmura Kreva, Tmura takes hold, Shekein Hegetz Kol Kachim, because Tmura has a broader reach, it applies to all Karbanis. You could be Makadesh, Tmura off any Karban. As opposed to Maaser Behema, which only applies to your own private animals. Okay, so maybe Tmura stands higher. Right? Tmura by definition is involving a carbon. So maybe it's a higher level, something of a higher level. Whereas Maaser is simply taking your regular animals and declaring it as master. Or you do on the other hand, you could say master kreva. Perhaps it's treated like a master behema, because master behema has an advantage over tmura. Shekei mekadosh lafanav lachrov. Because the fact is that the master behema status applies not only to the 10th animal out of the pen; it could apply even to the 9th or to the 11th if you mislabel them. As we discussed back in the Bechiras. So it has a broad reach, which Tmura doesn't have. Teku, so which one stands higher? We'll leave it unresolved. Let's just recap the daf before we continue. But a big machlokes to Rami and Rami Yosi. Which lashon do we follow the first? That's Rami's approach. Because Rami Yosi, if you had in mind both, becomes a joint product, half and half. We quoted Rabbi Yechanan. Then in the case of Tmura Sa'ila Tmura Shlomim, if he says clearly I want A and then B, all agree A gets applied and there's no room for B. On the other hand, if he specified I want A and B in conjunction, all agree it's half and half. It's only when he said Tmura Sa'ila Tmura Shlomim, which is sort of obscure in terms of what he had in mind, here we have Machlek, as Rameir says, first one was meant to be applied and then only the second one, which is too late. Rabbi Yossi meant both in tandem. We have another couple examples of the obscure language, which was linked to the Machlokes Rami and Rabbi Yosi. We had a case of a fellow was Magdish. Magdish a carbon as a chetzi oil, chetzi shlomim. It's Kaddish but not Karev. It's more as the same status. Went to the Sugi of Dichoy and we discussed pitting oil against Maser and pitting Tmura against Maser, which was left as a take. Now we learned so much about Tmura. What happens to the Tmura? What do you do with the Tmura? But how do you make a Tmura? What kind of language is used to generate the Tmura? Now, before we continue, before we begin the Mishnah, we're meant to know that there are two distinct processes that we're going to talk about in the next sugi. One is called Chilul. So you have a carbon which had a mum, and you want to redeem it. You want to transfer the Kedusha onto another animal. Once it gets a mum, it gets downgraded to Kedusha's Damim. It's only Kaddish for its value, so you channel the money over to a good carbon, you bring that as a carbon instead. So that's the chilul process, transfer, conversion. Then there's something called tmura, a whole different system. So although perhaps he had in mind to make a switch, to make a swap, it doesn't work that way. V'yahu u'temurasa ye kaddish, says the pasuk. The original and the copy have kaddish. So the original retains its kaddusha, and the substitute, so to speak, draws Kedusha from the original. So the Kedusha sort of expands over to the Tmura as well. A different system. It's not in its stead. It's an expansion. So what language do you use to affect the Tmura? And what language do you use to affect a Chilul? Says the Mishnah. Harizu tachas. So he points to his animal. He says, I want this to be instead of the oila there. Tmuras, chalifas. How is it tmura? That's the tmura language. Okay, so that in that case, tmura takes effect. But if he says, chilul, zumuchulelas alzu, so I want the kodesh to become this chalal on the other animal. Ezo tmura, that's not a tmura. Because tmura, by definition, is not a transfer of kedusha; it's an expansion, it's an extension. So in this case, when he said mechulelas, yeah, it works as a chilul. In fact, if the carbon that he had before him was blemished, which is a suitable candidate for chilul, okay, so the chilul takes effect. It's a lechul. The original carbon now is freed of its, you know, vacates its kedusha. But Tzarech Lasa is dumb. We have to ensure that the substitute is of equal value to the original carbon, because that's the only way to make chilul. It has to be value for value. The Maimer says, "Gemara, you mean to say the tachas lishna dat fosihu?" So the Mishnah presented three lishonis, which point to tmura, which means not fusi, means to, it catches on, it latches on to the original carbon. Tachas, tmuras, and chalifas. Is that so, Lemem? Do you mean to say the tachas lishna dat fusiyu? The lishna of tachas is not chilo, it's not instead, it's not a substitute. Lat fusiyu, it latches on, it attaches itself, it draws kedusha from the original one, as per the tmura process. Lishna dat fusiyu, varminu evakasha. From a Bryce where it indicates that tachas is actually a term used for chilo, for transfer of kedusha, for swapping. So you have an animal which is bedekabai, belongs to the treasury, it's not carbon, has kedusha as damim. V'amari puts another item, another animal next to it, and he says chalifa zu. So this should be the exchange for the kodesh bedekabai. Tmura asu. I want it to be a tmura of the original. It doesn't work, because these lishonos, chalifa and tmura, are tmura related, and the Bedek Abayis can't make a tmura. Rashi brings the Gemara back on the Fiyut Gimel. Because Bedek Abayis doesn't have the ability to generate a tmura. But here come two more lishonos. Tachazu, or mechulelasazu, dvarv chayam. In this case, his words hold true. The Kedusha now hops over from the Bedek Abayis over to the substitute. Really, if you're going to tell me, lishna itfusi, that tachas is a tmur related expression, mashna resha, mashna seifa. So let's look at this braisa again. We have two expressions, chalifa and tmura, which is tmura, not chilo, doesn't work. And we have tachas, which according to you is just another expression of tmura, and that works, just like mechulelas works. What's the difference? Why would tachas work by Vedic Abayis, which can't generate a tmura, could only work as a chilo, and tachas means tmura, mashna resha, mashna seifa. Amar Abaye, you can go both ways. It's a lashon that can be used both ways, depending on the context. Amar Abaye, tachas. The term tachas, meshkachas lalishna itfusei, we find it to be used in a itfusei context. Lishna dachul, we also find it in a chilul context, transfer context. Lishna itfusei, where do we find it as a tfas? Dachsiv, turn to the next element. Tachteha, Rashi says, under Bimkaima, the nega is lashed in its place. It's not going anywhere. So, likewise, if it was used in a Tmura context, it is applied as such. So look at Rashi in the top here. So this context is like atfos, it's like tmura. What does atfos mean? You're not transferring kedusha, you're not vacating the original carbon from its kedusha, it stays as is. You're just sort of extending, expanding, feeding off it. That's one version. We also find Dachul, the tachas can denote transfer of kedusha. Tachsiv, tachas anachayish zavizav. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Hashem speaks about the goyim looting Klal Yisrael. So in exchange for the carpet they stole, that they robbed from Klal Yisrael, they'll have to pay back with gold. Hashem will bring us gold. So what do we see from here? A tachas is not one and the same. Tachas means an exchange, a swap. Instead of the copper, there's gold. Okay, so back to our Gemara. Hoy b'hoyol v'kach le'mosar ha'kosav al l'chachomim, there's a gerusa. Asha brings it. Okay, in any case, v'hilkach, gabakotcha mizbeach. So it depends on what context. If it's a carbon that you're using that lashon for, a carbon can make a tumur davin tumura. So here we assume lishna datfusiyu. The lashon tachas, lashon of atfasa, lashon of tumura. But if it's a kachav v'dekabayis, which can make a tumura, tuli avdin tumura. So here lishna dachuli, here lashon tachas means lachala, a transfer kedusha, to exchange one for the other. Amar Rava, I feel like kachav mizbeach, mishkachas lishna dachuli. It isn't a clear-cut rule. It's not an ironclad formula, meaning it's all about context. So, theoretically, even if he has kachav mizbeach, has a oila here, the lashon tachas can mean chilo. That he's removing the kedusha and putting it on a kan shayek hekdush balmum. Let's say the oila was a balmum, so inherently, it was inevitably downgraded to a kedushas dam. Although he was technically a hekdush mizbeach, but no longer, he's not ready for. So here, he's a candidate for chilo. In which case, tachas means chil. Amar Rav Ashi, furthermore, afilu b'val mum nami mishkachas l'lishn d'achuli, u'mishkachas l'shn d'atfusi. Rav Ashi says, it's all about where his hands are, what the man is indicating. So even if you have a carbon which is a b'val mum, which is a suitable candidate for chil, it's not so clear, it depends how the man is showing, what the man is indicating. Sometimes tachas can mean mishkachas l'shn d'achuli, mishkachas l'shn d'atfusi can mean that. Tomorrow can mean a chilul. All depends where his hand is sitting. Yodei HaKodesh. So he has a oila with a mum. And he has another animal next to it. So if his hand is on the oila, chilul. He's indicating that he wants the kedusha to be removed from that and transplanted to the other one. So that's sort of the source of the transaction. I want this thing to now vacate, to be transformed into chilul by having the kedusha being transferred to the other one. So the placement of his hand is indicative of the, what's the focal point of this procedure? If his hand is on the Kodesh, he wants the Kedusha to remove from that and transfer to the other one. But let's say his hand is on the Chol, on the other animal. So that's the focal point. I want that to become a carbon. He's trying to make it tomorrow. I want the Kedusha to arrive on this carbon from the other one. So bottom line, we have Lashonis that are exclusively Tmura and exclusively Chil. There's no question that Khalifa or Tmura means Tmura. There's no question Chil means Chil. What about Tachas? Says Abaye. All depends on the context. If it's Bedek Abayis, it means Chil. If it's Kachem is Be'ach, it means Tmura. Rabbi says even Kachem is Be'ach, if it has a Mom, it means Chil. Kodravashi depends on the placement of his hands. All the best to you, and that's the Chorah.